call something like that, you said a bushel, but would you ever call it a turn of corn?
That's what they used to call them, a turn. Mm-hmm. A turn of corn, or a bushel, some of them.
Did you ever hear the expression a jag or a gripe? Or a gripe of corn?
Well, not too much in this part of the country.
Or a champ?
No.
Now, the amount of wood you could carry in your arms. See, I had a... You know, the amount of wood you might carry in both your arms. See, I have a...
Armload of wood.
Sure. Now, the time before they had electricity, I want to ask you a couple of things about the... now you just have a... You have electricity and you have... Where do you get the light is in the...
We call them lamps.
Yeah, and inside the lamp, the thing you screw in is a...
Bulb.
Burner.
Yeah.
Or
a globe, or put a globe on your burner.
Uh-huh. And then, but earlier you had the kind of lighting you had before.
Well, they used to use candles. They call them candles.
Did you ever burn? Is that something they used to burn in lamps?
Well, we got what we call a Aladdin lamp. After we left the kerosene, we had some kind of a little burner up there. If you touched it, it fell all to pieces after you got off.
Right. I've never seen one of those. And you mentioned a barrel before. What about a thing nails come in about this?
Nail keg.
And something that, if you... You were picking, when your mother took her clothes out and hung them in the outside, what did she carry them out in?
What do you call that? Dish pan?
Yeah.
You used to call me a little tub, hang them on the clothesline.
How about a basket?
Well, you can call it a basket. Yeah, they wool them for. They came out of some kind of split basket.
Okay. And then the things that go around the barrel to keep the staves in place.
Hoops.
And something you put in the top of a bottle.
Stopper.
Or how about, okay, or would that be the same thing as a cork? Or
yeah, cork or a stopper.
The same thing. And then a musical instrument about this long that they blow on.
That's called a French horn.
And the kind that was...
Has a juice horn.
Okay, and the thing you drive nails with is a
hammer.
And the part of a wagon that comes up between the two horses.
Tongue, wagon tongue.
And not a buggy.
Right.
And the outer part of the wheel that actually touches the ground on a wagon.
That's called a rim.
Now that was
a tar.
Yeah. Now was the tire nailed to the rim?
The tar was fastened on to the rim.
Uh-huh.
The tar was made out of steel and the rim made out of wood.
Was the rim made of several pieces?
Yeah.
What did you call those pieces, remember?
What did you call them? I've got no wagon to ride home around the farm now.
It's a
two horse wagon.
Yeah. Fellers or fellies?
Yeah.
Fellers. Yeah. Fellers.
And then the part that the horse is actually pulled on.
Slinger trees.
Now those are the separate ones.
Yeah.
And now how about the big, the slinger trees then were attached to?
Well, the double tree was what the two slinger trees are fastened on.
Uh-huh.
And the horse on each side of the tongue.
I see.
Fastened to the slinger tree.
Yeah.
Hitched to the slinger tree.
I see.
And the double tree was fastened to the wagon and the slinger trees on each end of the double tree.
Right. What did you call that thing where they... Where they, the wagon.